Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic is Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease, or AD, is a degenerative brain disorder that manifests as a progressive deterioration of memory and mental function, a state of mind commonly referred to as dementia. In the United States, 5% of the population over age 65 suffers from severe dementia, while another 10% suffers from mild to moderate dementia. With increasing age, there is a rise in frequency. For example, in people over age 80, the frequency rate of the dementia is over 20%. Progressive mental deterioration, loss of memory and cognitive functions, and the inability to carry out activities of daily life are the characteristics of symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is characterized by distinctive changes in the brain. In particular, there is reduced level of the acetylcholine, a key neurotransmitter in the brain that is especially important for memory. The primary feature is the formation of what are referred to as neurofibrillary tangles and plaques. Simplistically speaking, these neurofibrillary tangles and plaques are scars composed of deposits of various proteins and cellular debris. The result is massive loss of brain cells, especially in key areas of the brain that control mental function. Although genetic factors probably play a significant role in determining who is going to develop AD, like most chronic degenerative diseases, environmental factors are important. Increased oxidative damage, traumatic injury to the head, chronic exposure to aluminum and or silicon, and exposure to toxins from environmental sources have all been implicated as causative factors. Considerable attention has been given to the aluminum concentration in the neurofibrillary tangle. Whether the aluminum concentration develops in response to AD or initiates the lesion has not been determined, but significant evidence shows that it contributes possibly very significantly to the disease. At this point, it certainly seems appropriate to avoid all known sources of aluminum, including antacids and antiperspirants that contain aluminum, aluminum pots and pans, aluminum foil as food wrapping, and non-dairy creamers. Studies have shown that elderly people's mental function is directly related to nutritional status. High nutritional status equals higher mental function. Given the frequency of nutrition deficiency in the elderly population, it is likely that many causes of impaired mental function may have a nutritional cause. In particular, folic acid and vitamin B12 deficiency are found much more often in patients with dementia of all types. Also, there's a considerable evidence that lack of omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA from fish oils, and oxidative damage play major roles in the development and progression of AD. Since diet rich in fish oils and antioxidants such as vitamin C and E prevent AD, it makes sense to eat at least 2 servings of fish and other seafoods per week, as well as a multitude of green leafy vegetables, highly colored vegetables rich in carotenes such as carrots, yams, and squash, and flavonoids rich fruit such as citrus and berries, particularly blueberries, cherries, and strawberries. Also, the spice turmeric contains curcumin, a compound currently being investigated for its effects in the prevention of AD. Finally, poor detoxification of harmful chemicals is associated with neurodegenerative diseases such as AD. In particular, research indicates that people with AD have impaired sulfoxidation, a process of the liver uses to bind sulfur to a toxin to promote its environment, to promote its removal from the body. If this process of sulfur oxidation is hindered, the body has impaired ability to clear toxins that damage nerve cells such as cyanides and heavy metals. Significant improvements in mental function and mood in patients with early stages of AD have been reported with daily supplementation of ginkgo biloba extract, 40 to 80 milligrams of the extract, standardized to 24% ginkgo flavone glycosides, 3 times a day, and acetylcarcinine, 500 to 1,000 milligrams, 3 times a day, for at least 3 months. However, less noticeable improvements have been noted in patients with more advanced stages of AD. This information was taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods. It is not intended to treat or diagnose any medical condition. Please consult with your healthcare provider. And this information is only for educational purposes. This is Dr. Wanda Herbert, and I'll see you again on another episode of Healthy Focus. You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Wanda Herbert.